Last week, I shared with you that our oldest son, Christopher, and I reconciled our relationship until last week. We hadn't seen each other or spoken to each other for over 5 years because of what I call the incident that took place at our house here in Flint Ridge. So I thought about that a lot. So this morning I wanted to share some thoughts on reconciliation. In Luke chapter 15, verses 11 through 32, Jesus tells the parable of the prodigal son. The younger son asked the father for his inheritance. He took his inheritance into a faraway land and just squandered it on wild living. When he had nothing, he took a job feeding pigs. He was so hungry that even what he fed the pigs looked good for him. When he came to his senses, he said to himself, "How many of my father's hired servants have food to spare? For here I am starving to death. I will set out and go back to my father and say to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants.' So he got up and went to his father. But while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. The son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and against you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Quick, bring the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his fingers and put sandals on his feet. Bring the fatted calf and kill it. Let's have a feast and celebrate. For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." In the New Testament, as I look through it, I find two kinds of reconciliation. There's horizontal reconciliation, that's between people, much like my son and myself. In the New Testament, it was between Jew and Gentile in the early church. The apostle, speaking about both Jew and Gentile, said in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 15 and 16, his purpose, his meaning Jesus, was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and in one body to reconcile both of them to God through the cross, by which he put to death their hostility. Secondly, there's vertical reconciliation. That's between God and mankind. As important as it was for Christopher and I to reconcile, and as important as it was for the Jew and Gentile to reconcile, how much more is it important for mankind to be brought back into a relationship with God? On an earthly level, the story of the prodigal son is a horizontal reconciliation. But on a spiritual level, it's vertical. Reconciliation in the story of the prodigal son is a powerful image of forgiveness, restoration, and love. It shows that no matter how far someone strays, they are never beyond the reach of grace. The father's joy at the return of his lost son teaches that reconciliation is not only possible, but it's to be celebrated. The problem has always been that sin has separated us from God. Romans 3:23 says, "We all sin and have fallen short of the glory of God." The solution is that Jesus' death and resurrection, God made a way for the relationship to be restored. Romans 5:10-11, "For if while we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?" So God loves us so much that he sacrificed his son so that we can be reconciled to him. As the result of that sacrifice and the sacrifice that Jesus made on the cross is that we are no longer enemies of God, but we're brought into peace and fellowship with him. So as we celebrate that reunion this morning, we're going to take this bread and remember him for the broken body that he sacrificed for us on the cross. Let's take the bread. And likewise, he asks us to remember him and celebrate him because of the blood that he shed on the cross. So let's take this cup together. And let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you so much for the sacrifice that you made, sending your son, so that we can be brought back into union with you. And what a great reunion it is. We thank you for all your blessings, and just be with us this day. In Christ's name, amen.